Okay, so let's get started. You know that I like to tackle the most difficult part of the application first, and in this particular application, I think the process of retrieving all of the user's files from their hard drive or their device, all their music files from the music library, and then finding random songs, like 10 random songs, and their associated the album cover and the other metadata. Retrieving that off in some capacity will be the most challenging aspect of this. It's the part that has, I guess you could say, the biggest question mark in my mind, and that's why I want to tackle that first. So in this project, what we're going to do is begin by setting up a new project, and then instead of going to the user interface first, what I'm going to do is just do some nominal work in the user interface, just enough to kick off this process of searching in the music library, grabbing all the songs out, make sure I have access to them all. And then plucking off 10 random songs and their associated albums, and then being able to access the various metadata about those songs. So let's go and get started. I'm actually going to turn off the webcam and create a new project. And I'm going to make sure to create a new blank app Universal Windows project called Album Cover Match Game. And get rid of that. The frame counter, gone. And let's open up the mainpage.xaml, and I just want to do one little thing in here, and that is to add a button control. And I'm going to delete this at some point, but for now, this will allow me just to kick off the whole process by clicking a button that says, "Click me." And again, the only purpose of this is just so that I can have somewhere to kick this off before I give a lot of thought to the user interface. Okay, so we're only going to accomplish a couple of things here. First of all, I want to get access to the music library, and then I want to choose random songs from library, and then I guess the third thing I want to do is pluck off the parts of that song that I need, so the metadata from selected songs. Okay, and if I can accomplish that in this video, I'd be pretty happy. Okay, so to get started, I'm just going to put everything here, and then as time moves on, I'll start splitting things out in their own methods, and it'll become obvious where things belong and the responsibilities that we'll delegate to different methods in our application. So let's begin by accessing our music library. Now, for the purpose of this demonstration, I have a very large and eclectic music collection. However, we didn't want to pay any royalties for all that music. So I asked a friend of mine, actually I just put it out there on Facebook, "Hey, any of my friends out there, could you help me out? I need like 15 songs that are like 20 seconds each." Okay, and my friend Boyd, he just did some strum the guitar a few times, and I copied those files multiple times for each album. As you can see, I edited the metadata for each song to make it look like it's its own song and make sure it has the correct album and artist, and I asked a graphic designer to create some fake album art for all of these. So actually, if you go to view and extra large icons, you can see some of the cover art that he created for me. And so these albums will be the cover art will be displayed for a given random song that's selected from the list of all my songs. But what I want to do is be able to iterate through all the folders inside of my music library and grab out a list of all the individual MP3s, not the PNGs. That's only we're going to work with is MP3 files. So to get started in that process, I'm going to access something called known folders, and it's in the windows.storage namespace. So I've added that namespace here, as you can see. Yeah, windows.storage. And I want to get at a specific known folder. I want to get at the music library. So this will give us access to that special folder that and on every device and every Windows 10 desktop called the music library. So let me get a reference to that. It's going to be, I can do var folder equals, but what's going to be returned from this is actually a type called storage folder. And I'll just type this in because it's going to be important to remember that storage folders are classes that give us information about a folder, and then storage file will be classes that give us information about a given file on the file system. We'll see how these all work in a little bit. And so what I want to do is get a list of all of the songs across all of the subfolders inside the music library. So I know that I'm going to need a collection, and I want that collection might change over time. So I'm actually going to start off with an observable collection. So let's go var all songs equals observable collection T. So we'll add system.collections.objectModel, and then the type that we'll be storing off are storage files. So we're going to create a new observable collection of storage file. Great. And now what I want to do is get all of the files in all the folders. And right now I see an opportunity probably to farm that off because we're going to need a recursive method. And a recursive method is a method that can call itself as many times as it needs to like recurse through folders, subfolders, until it gets everything and kind of it traverses an entire folder structure. So I'm going to create a private void retrieve files in folders, something like that. And I'm going to pass in an observable collection of a storage file. I realize I typed this in the wrong spot. And we'll just call this the list. And then I'm also going to pass in the storage folder called parent. This will be the top level storage folder. So in this case, for us, it'll be that known folder.musiclibrary. Okay. And here what I want to do is just do a for each. So for each item in parent dot get files async. So this will give us all the files that are currently in the parent folder. Now, the first time we pass in a folder, it's going to be the music library folder that we just looked at a moment ago here on my Windows desktop. But then we will actually pass in any subfolders and recursively call this retrieve files and folders. Now we get a red squiggly line. Why? Well, because this is an async operation. Remember the formula for async operations. We can await their completion. And in order for this to work, we're going to have to adorn this with an async keyword. And what we would respect back is a promise that whenever it's finished, that it will, it's basically a promise that when it's finished, it'll continue on. So we're not going to give it a task of T, just a regular old task, but it will still add the using system.threading.tasks namespace, like so. Okay, great. So now what we want to do is we're looking at every single file that's currently inside the current folder. Now, if that item has a file type of .mp3, then we're in good shape. We want to add that one, so list.add that item to our observable collection of storage files. So again, our goal here is just to get a list of every mp3 file in all subfolders inside of our music library. Now the next thing that we need to do is to actually say, hey, not only do we want all the files, but let's take a look at all of the folders inside of that parent folder, so any subfolders. So we're going to call get folders async. And this too is awaitable, so we'll add that. So each item now represents a subfolder, and for that we're going to call the very method that we're currently in. Retrieve files and folders and pass in both the observable collection of storage file, and we're going to pass in the current parent, which in this case would be item. And why are we getting the green squiggly? Because this is awaitable. And that should fix that. All right, so what we've done here, just a couple lines of code, is recursively worked our way through all of the subfolders inside of my music collection and inside of any of those subfolders, and we continue on until we can't find any more subfolders. We'll just grab out a listing of all of the individual MP3 files and add them to a list, observable collection of storage files. So each of these songs will be in our collection. Great. So far, so good. So the next thing that we need to do now that we have a collection of all of our songs, well, actually we need to call it. So let's call, this is awaitable, right? Because it's async. So await retrieve files and folders. And we're going to pass in all songs, and then we're going to pass in the parent folder. Now the reason we're getting a red squiggly is because we've used the await keyword. However, what we need to do is add what? Async. And I think that's all we need to do there. Okay, good. All right, so next up what we need to do is choose random songs from the library. And let's think about how this should work. Let's create another private helper method to help us do this, so we don't have it all there just in that one method. So private void pick random songs, and I guess what I would expect back from this, actually it's not going to be void at all, it's going to be a list of storage file. Okay, so that's what we're aiming for here, and we're going to pass in that observable collection of storage file called all files or all songs. All right, and we get a red squiggly because we haven't returned anything just yet. We'll fix that in just a moment here. All right, so if we're talking about choosing a random list, then that means we need to use the random object. So random equals new random. I want to make sure to find random songs, but I want to make sure two things don't happen. First of all, I want to make sure I don't pick the same song twice. And then I want to make sure, secondly, that I don't pick a song from an album that I've already picked. Don't pick a song from an album that I've already picked. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so in other words, I don't want two songs from the same album because every icon that I present to the user should be a different album cover. All right, and it would be counterproductive if I did that. So in order to do this, what I'm going to do is create a while statement, and I'm going to continue looping through this until a certain condition is met, until I get the correct number of songs, until I collect the correct number of songs into a list of random songs. So here, let me create var random songs. These are the ones that I'm aiming for here, and then I'll actually return at the end of this private helper method. So we'll create a new list of storage file, like so. And then at the very end here, like I said, we'll return random songs. All right, so now what I want to do is just say I need 10 songs. So whenever we get to the point where randomSongs.count is 10 or more, then I want to break out of this while statement. Until then, we're just going to keep looping through there until we get all the songs that we need that satisfy our criteria. So the first thing I want to do is grab a random number out. Random number equals random. Next, and then I need to give it the maximum number of that I'm willing to accept here. So what I need to do is actually get the maximum number of songs or a count. So song count equals all songs dot count, and that should give me the number of songs. And so I just say, hey, give me a random number between 0 and the song count. All right, so far so good. And then go ahead and give me the random song. And the random song will be all songs sub random number. Now, that would work. We would find the random song, and then we would want to go random songs dot add, and then whatever that random song is. But wait, we can't do that yet. We got to do some checks. This is where we would do all of this right here. So let's make sure that these things are not true before we get too far here. The first thing I need to do is I want to grab off all the properties of the song, and I need the properties so that I can figure out which album a given MP3 belongs to. So in order to get that, I'm going to go random song dot properties dot get music properties async. Do you see that? So depending on the storage file, we can get at special properties, special metadata attributes of the file depending on the type of file it is. Now we know that we're working with music files, so that's why we're going to call this get music properties async. And it doesn't look like we need to give it anything, but what we get back from this is something called music properties. So let's go music properties, random song music properties equals, and this is awaitable, so let's go ahead and add that, equals await random song dot properties dot get music properties async. All right. Now, unfortunately, we need to add the data type windows dot storage dot file properties. So far, so good. And then I think we've got an awaitable situation here. So let's go async, and then we need a task that promises to return a list of storage file when it's finished. So you see how I just wrap task of T around list of T, where T is a storage file? Okay. It's a tangled web, but it all makes sense. Just let's continue on here. So now we have the music properties for the random song we picked. And we're going to for each our way through. So for every song that we currently have in our random songs, these are the ones that we have already added to our collection that fit the bill. What we want to do is look at every existing song that we've added so far and compare the album name of the new random song to the ones that have already been added to the random song collection. So, song music properties equals song dot properties dot get music properties async, and that's awaitable. So now that we have that, we're going to do the comparison. So, a string is null or empty, songmusicproperties.album. And actually, that's the wrong thing we should be checking. In this case, what I'm going to do is actually do random. And this should be random, not ransom. Muscle memory is killing me right now. All right, so if the album for the new song is null or empty, then we don't want it, because that's going to mess up our whole plan. Or... and this is the check we wanted to do. If random song music properties dot album is equal to the song music properties dot album, in either case, we're going to flag this as a duplicate. As a duplicate. And so here, let me outside of that create a bool is duplicate. Equals false. And so now if this is true, however, then we want is duplicate equal to true. Does that work? Yeah. And so then after we've looped through every song and we've determined that we've got a duplicate, then if it's not duplicate, then and only then will we add that random song to our list of random songs. Phew, okay? And that should do it for that. Great. So let's call that pick random songs here. Let's call pick random songs, and we're passing in all songs, easy enough. And what we'll get out of this are our random songs, and that's gonna that's awaitable. So let's do await random songs. Okay, great. So far, so good. And we know how to pluck off the metadata. It's just a matter of where are we gonna put that, and this is where some of the game logic is going to come in. I know I'm going to want to store off some additional information, and I can't simply or easily add additional properties. Like, for example, I want to see if the given song has already been clicked on by the user, or if it's currently the selected song. So I know what I'm going to want to do is actually convert the random songs, or actually the storage files, into a class of a different type. So I'm actually going to add a new folder called models, and I'm going to add a new class to that. So project at class, and we're going to call this class song. And it's going to be a simple POCO, and it's only going to have just the bits of information that we really need for our app. So I need the ID. I need the title of the song. I need the artist. I need the album name. And I need... I'm going to go ahead and hold on to the storage file itself. And so this will be song file. And I need some other properties. And I know, for example, whether it's already been selected by the user. And there might be one or two others that we're going to come across. Let me make sure to add windows.storage using statement here. Okay, so we're going to come back to that in just a moment. But what I want to do now is pluck off all the metadata from each of the songs and random songs, create a new instance of the song object that I have here, and add that to a collection as well. And so I'm going to create an observable collection called songs here at this level. So private observable collection of song called songs. And song is going to be in the model's namespace, so I have to add a using statement for the model's namespace here for our project. Okay. And so what I'm going to do is go ahead and do that conversion, I guess you could call it, to grab off that data. So I'm going to create another private helper method. And we will pass in a list of storage file called files. All right, and so let's do this. Let's go so these are all the RAM files, so like the 10 files that we plucked off. So I'm going to do a for each through each file in files. And I want to grab off the music properties for each one of those. So music properties called song properties equals file.properties.getMusicPropertiesAsync. And we know that's awaitable. All right, good, good. Now, one of the things that I want to do is grab off the album cover. So let's focus on that specifically here. What I'm going to need, I think, is something called, I'm going to need a bitmap. Bitmap image that I'm calling album cover so I can save it off, great, as a property. So let's grab that first. So I want a thumbnail, and so I'm going to go file.get thumbnail async. And I have to select a thumbnail mode. And this will select it based on the purpose of the thumbnail. In this case, it's for the music view. And then the requested size. And here, I guess I'll select 200 as the selected, as the preferred size. I think I'm actually only using 75. So I may change that, but we also can set thumbnail options, and I'm going to say use current scale. Don't resize the thumbnail. Just use the current scale that we have there. Okay. All right. Now, why are you not happy? Let's see. Oh yeah. Here we go. Async, and this would be a task. All right, what this is going to return to me is a storage item thumbnail. So instead of the var, I'll just go ahead and type that in so you can see it. Storage item thumbnail. And it's just a fancy name for for an image that's associated with a file. And I think this is awaitable as well. Let me go ahead and put that and make that very viewable. Great. Great. Okay. So let's go var song equals new song object. And now we want to start populating things like the ID equals. We need to grab an ID. So let's just create int ID equals 0. And then we'll just increment that here at the bottom of every iteration like that. So the song ID will be just that, ID, song.title equals songproperties.title, songartist equals songproperties.artist, song.album equals songproperties. And you can see here all the information that I can get at about a song. And this is just all the type of metadata that we can get to usually from an MP3 file. I'm just going to pluck off the ones I want. Dot album cover, but hopefully you get the idea here. And that's going to be of type bitmap image. So how am I going to do this? So let's go new bitmap image. We'll add the windows.ui.xaml.media.imaging, and we're going to pass in the URI source, which will be the current thumb. Hopefully. No? Doesn't like that? Oh, I know what I need to do here. Ah, bummer. Okay, here, this is what we'll do. Var album cover equals new bitmap image. Bitmap image. Okay, so far so good. And then you got to do like this album cover.set source. Then you can give it the current thumbnail like that. And then I can just say, hey, album cover equals album cover like that. Okay, kind of crazy, but it works. And finally, for now, at any rate, I'm going to add the song file as just the file itself that we're iterating through. And then, since this is a collection that has visibility inside this class, I'm just going to go straight to instead of passing it in. So songs.add, and then the song itself. Okay. All right, so let's see how if this all works. Let's actually then call this populate song list. Populate song list, passing in random songs. And this is awaitable. Okay, great. All right, so what I'm going to do is actually set my breakpoint right there. And let's see if I can build it, first of all. We've been writing a lot of code. Typically, what I would try to do here is break this down into smaller parts, but I've already been through this once and I kind of know the process, so I just wanted to rip through and talk through it. And if I ran into problems, then I would stop down and fix it. All right, let's click the button. Uh-oh. All right, we hit a problem. Let's take a look at the call stack to kind of figure out what the last thing that happened here. That's not very helpful. All right, so here's what we're gonna have to do. Stop. We're gonna set a breakpoint. Here, and start stepping our way through this thing. So here we go, one big debugging session. Not really what I wanted to get into. I was hoping it would work on the first try, but sometimes, whoa, didn't like something right off the bat. Oh, ha ha. Okay, here we go. Can you figure out why it may have crashed on this very first line of code? Well, there wasn't really any logic. We really didn't do much. Could it be that we didn't declare a capability? I think that's what it is. So let's go to the PackageAPEX manifest and see if there is a capability for getting at the music library, and there sure is. Look at that. That's how one little mistake can ruin everything. Okay, hopefully that works. Let me get rid of that now. It's builds. Great. Let's try it now. All right. We hit another issue here. I tell you what, let's stop for now and let me dive in to see exactly. Oh, it looks like an object reference, not part of an object. It's probably, I just forgot it to new up something. So let me figure this out and we'll pick it back up in the next video because this one's getting long. All right. We'll see you there. Thanks.